bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Jonna Marie. She's the creator of the website The Wookie Gunner and has an unrivaled passion for Star Wars animation. In particular, she and her mom cover Resistance on the Geeky Bubble podcast, which is so delightful, and I cannot wait to hear their thoughts once season 2 rolls around. So, without further ado, welcome to episode 14 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey everyone, my name is Jonna Marie Macias, and I am a huge fan of the Star Wars animated shows. I became a fan of Star Wars at a young age. I remember sitting in front of my television and watching A New Hope. I was so captivated by the adventure unfolding on the screen that it kind of stuck with me, and it's one of those moments I fondly look back on, especially since I don't remember much of my childhood. I have a very terrible memory. Over the years after that, I became more involved in other fandoms like Stargate SG-1 and Marvel, so I wasn't into Star Wars as much. The prequels helped bring me back, thankfully. Padme was actually one of my favorite characters in The Phantom Menace. I loved her determination, as well as her fantastic wardrobe. Saying that, I still had other fictional universes occupying my mind, so after the prequels ended, I kind of moved on. It wasn't until I watched Star Wars The Clone Wars in 2008 that everything changed for me. I had just graduated from college, and I had no idea what to do with my life, which is a pretty common thing to experience at that point in time. I remember seeing a trailer for the movie and being amazed by the fact that Anakin had a Padawan. This immediately caught my attention. I bought a ticket later that summer and watched it the Friday it was released. I still remember the seat I sat in and how there were only a handful of people in the audience. Needless to say, I fell in love because it combined two of my favorite things, Star Wars and animation. I'm a huge fan of animated content. I prefer getting animated shows and movies over live action content all day, every day. To me, animated shows sit at the top because you get to explore the characters and the setting and spend more time with them. So when a Star Wars The Clone Wars animated series came out soon after, it was a game changer. I felt a sense of belonging. I thought, this is what I've been waiting for. And I've been involved with the Star Wars fandom since, specifically supporting the animated shows because that's where my love of Star Wars resides till this day. Fandom is such a huge world full of bubbles, and each bubble is a particular way of interacting with that fandom. So I primarily stick with the Twitter bubble. I spend a crazy amount of time on Twitter, but I also know when to step back and take breaks. I think it's important to do that because we get lost within these bubbles and we sometimes lose touch with reality and real world issues. That said, Twitter is the place where I've made heaps of friends across the world, and it's been an amazing platform for that very reason. I'm also thankful for the lessons I've learned on Twitter because of the Star Wars fandom. One of the things that we all have experienced at one point or another is getting upset at what other people say because we don't agree with them. It took me a couple of years, but I learned how to properly control those moments of upset. And Star Wars is a great teacher. You know, it tells us fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. And they're not just saying that because it sounds cool, but it's something that you can actually adopt and keep in mind, especially when you engage with fandom on social media. You can't control how others react. You can only control your own reaction. So I constantly tell myself this, and this is why I've managed to keep a fun and safe space for myself and others on social media. So that was a pretty long answer. But I also engage with fandom at conventions. I love going to comic conventions, specifically New York Comic Con, San Diego Comic Con, and Star Wars Celebration. Going to these events and meeting up with friends in person makes me feel whole and happy because I know there are others out there who enjoy the geek life as much as I do. Most importantly, I love engaging with the fandom through my website and my podcast. I write about the Star Wars animated shows over at thewookiegunner.com, and I podcast about Star Wars Resistance with my mom on the Geeky Bubble podcast. Both of these things have allowed me to express my love of the Star Wars animated shows and find others who feel the same way. Star Wars, and specifically the animated side of it, has had a significant impact on me because it came into my life at a point when I really needed it. You know, I had just graduated from college, so I didn't know where my path was in life. And all of a sudden, this little Togruta girl shows up and became a hero of mine. Ahsoka Tano played a huge part in inspiring me and motivating me to move forward. And so I was inspired to be more involved in the community. And in doing so, I've had many amazing experiences and opportunities come my way. One of the memories that sits at the top for me is visiting Lucasfilm and having the opportunity to moderate a Q&A session with Dave Filoni after a special screening of some of the final episodes of Star Wars Rebels. I watched the Star Wars The Clone Wars feature film in 2008, and 10 years later, in 2018, I got to sit on the same stage with one of the main people who helped create it. I never, ever thought anything like that would have happened to me, but it did, and it was beyond amazing, and I felt honored to take part in such a momentous occasion. Another way the Star Wars animated shows have had an impact on me is how they completely changed my lineup of favorite characters. I used to have Luke and Padme as my top favorite characters, but now it's Ezra Bridger, Sabine Wren, and Ahsoka Tano. They mean so much to me. Each of them have been on a journey that I can identify with and look to for inspiration. I honestly don't know where I would be without them, and I have to thank the Star Wars writing and animation teams for bringing them into our lives. As for what I look forward to this year in Star Wars, I can't wait for the second season of Star Wars Resistance. This show has taken many by surprise, including myself, so I am desperate to find out what happens next to Kaz and his friends, what happens to Tam, what special characters we might see pop up next season, and if OP Pit gets his buffer machine back. I mean, these are serious questions. And I really hope that he does. I also look forward to the new season of Star Wars The Clone Wars. I can't wait to have this show back in my life. It'll be an emotional experience seeing Ahsoka and Anakin back on the screen together. I'm also super excited for the Star Wars Rebels art book that's coming out in October. Everyone who knows me knows how much I love Star Wars Rebels, so I can't wait to have that book in my hands. The other big thing I'm excited for is The Mandalorian. Again, anyone who knows me knows how much I love Mandalorians. This show is going to blow our minds. I can't wait. Last but not least, I look forward to how this final chapter in the Skywalker saga will come to a close. I want to see how Rey, Poe, and Finn's stories wrap up and what ultimately happens to Kylo Ren. It's going to be an exciting journey getting there, but for now, you can find my writings at thewookiegunner.com and my other thoughts on the Geeky Bubble podcast. Thanks again, Lipstick and Lightsabers, for making this happen, for creating this beautiful show, and may the Force be with you all.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Jonna Marie, and you can find her at BlueJagEyes on Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!